CliffCentral.com.
So, here he is, South Africa's first proper superhero. He's a hip-hop... Why are you breathing out like that? Are you nervous? Or?
You good.
Are you okay? I'm good. Please. This is the most chilled... You're welcome here. This is your home.
Thank you.
Right? For the morning. There he is. Paku Mutombo. So let's give everybody a little bit of background here, because I watched the trailer for this a couple of months ago and I was blown away. Jongo is a young guy called Eli King.
That's correct.
He discovers among his father's stuff a crystal, that gives him superpowers.
That's correct, yeah.
His father worked in the mines. Mm-hmm. He discovered this crystal near the cradle of humankind.
Yes.
And he suddenly finds himself being pursued by evil people who also have crystals. They want to make some ancient prophecy come true that will kill all of us.
Yeah.
And Jongo is the guy who can stop this.
Yes, that's correct. Wow. If anything, in a nutshell, you said it, everything. You said
that's
everything.
Pretty much You can tell I'm paying attention. So, listen, this is cool to play a superhero.
Yeah.
It's like every young boy's dream.
You know, growing up thinking that, okay, well, I want to act. This is what I want to do. And the next thing I know, I'm telling myself that, yeah, it would be quite nice to be in a soapy or a movie or whatnot, just to find out that, boom, something like this is happening to me, and creating a character for me to fit in and actually become a superhero. I'm like, what?
Let's not mess around. What are your superpowers? Let's see if we need to be jealous of these.
They're still growing, but for now, I have the blue stone, and the blue stone allows me to be fast, jump high, strength, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And agility.
Can you jump between buildings?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you going to be in a high-speed fiber ad then? Just you and your blue stone. 700 rand a month, me. I used to do that. Done.
Wait, does this mean that you are going to get more powers as time goes by?
Well, as time goes by, yes. But I can't reveal.
So, does the stone transfer more power to you as you kind of get...
That's good. Then if you've been watching the series.
But it's not on yet. Is it on already? Launches in May.
Well, no, ETV.
Oh, okay. May. So it's only launching on ETV on May the 3rd in 2016. So that'll be
If I'm not mistaken, it's actually on the 19th of April, next month, actually.
Well, why did they tell me this then?
I'll be lying to you.
This is on ETV's official website.
Oh, is it?
They're telling me 3rd of May.
Okay, maybe they must have changed.
Why would they be so far behind?
I was told on the 19th of April.
All right. Well, we've already got people who know what the show's about. Here's Brad. Says he's a martial arts instructor. He is currently working with Ryan Davies, who he's the evil guy, right?
He's the evil guy that's got the green stone.
Okay. And now what powers does he have?
He gets to disappear. He can disappear and reappear. Oh, yes.
But you know what? If I had to be 100% honest, let's say we all suddenly got superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in the beginning I would use my powers for mischief just because it would go to my head. I don't think I would immediately become a hero. I might be a villain first because I'd be like, ooh, look what I can do.
Yeah, true.
Mabs would definitely. She'd sneak into people's bedrooms while they're having sex and film them and stuff like that. You would.
Okay. Being the character that I play, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But the character that I play, you actually see that I'm more of a down person, like down guy.
Isn't it true that the character Eli actually grows up? He grows up in poverty. He doesn't have a lot.
Yeah, that's
very
correct.
Simple life.
Very simple life.
So he kind of he's taken by surprise when he starts developing his powers
and seeing that his dad, the one that supported him his whole life, basically dies, and leaving the stone in his wife's grave, or Eli's mother's grave. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
Does he have to dig his mother up to get the stone?
No. Now that you guys haven't seen it, I can't really reveal anything. I might just spoil everything for you guys.
You've got a history in hip hop dancing.
That's correct. Yeah.
So how did this happen?
Well, to be quite honest, I used to go clubbing with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
At a very young age, but due to the fact that my jeans were so tight,
yeah,
I grew quickly. So they thought, that okay, well, I was always like older. So by dancing, I would always end up getting people surrounding me why, and watch me dance. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing something everybody can do.
Was this just
why?
The natural thing for you? Yeah. Because I've always believed being able to dance is not something you can teach people.
No, not rhythm. You can't teach rhythm.
No.
That you can't. I'm sorry. You're either born with it or you're not. But being able to dance, to teach, yeah, you can teach them some moves here and there to get by, but you won't be like the best dancer out there. So.
You know those things at the garage that they blow the air up and then kind of wave up? That's what I look. That's what I look like when I dance.
Oh man, you got the height too. So cool.
I look like they're blowing hot air up my backside. Oh man. Oh, so man. You used to go to these clubs at a young age and you'd dance. Yes. And people would watch you and you realized this is a talent you've
got. I used to be a raver.
Nice.
Crazy, right?
Did you immediately realized that this is something that you wanted to be professionally?
Well, yeah. Not really, no. I really wanted to become an actor. I grew up watching Chinese and manga cartoons and animes and stuff.
Yeah.
So every time I saw the karate stuff, I was like, oh, I need to do this thing, you know? Like, ah, that was my inspiration. But when I started going out and I started dancing and people would just like surround me and just watch me, I was like, okay, you know, maybe I can push this and see what's going to happen.
Make a living out of
it. Yeah, you know? So... yeah, I play with the two, acting and dancing, and I said, okay, whatever comes first, I'll push. And clearly dancing came first, and then I pushed that, and by pushing that, I got the role of Django. So.
All right, so what TV shows were you in for your dancing?
You're making me think now.
I'm going to make you work.
I did So You Think You Can Dance in 2013.
Okay.
I was one of the choreographers there. I was in Masters of Rhythm, the TV show. SABOD. Okay, well, now known that it's formerly known as SABDTA, but now known as SABOD. They sometimes have competitions in Sun City and stuff like that, and people come and cover it, and they interview me and stuff like that, and watch me judge and stuff. Geez.
And the dancing community in South Africa is fairly small. Everybody knows everybody.
Well,
right?
Yeah, very, 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 very small. A lot of politics, but yeah, very, very small. But I don't know. As soon as we pull together, put it that way, it'll eventually grow because, like you said, if we all know each other, like we like just own each other, into the point where like you rub off somebody in like bad way, and then it's a big thing. Then yo, we can't speak to you. Beef, yeah. Da, da, da.
Is there a lot of beef in the dancing? Really?
Don't get me started. You thought when you were speaking about politics, I was laughing at myself over there, thinking about it's the same thing over here, man. In dancing, just in dancing, basically.
So you're kind of happy that you've also got the acting stuff going on.
Yeah.
You don't have to be involved in everyone else's bullshit.
No, not really. No.
All right. So how many days a week do you have to be filming this Django?
Geez. You could say like 3 times a week.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 times a week.
And you do all your own stunts?
Yeah, I do my own stunts, yeah.
Is it quite a physical performance?
Well, not really, but yes, really. Over time, when you say, no, the lighting was bad. No, run again. No, jump again. No, try this again. Yeah.
So it's not really individually challenging physical trials, but it's doing it again and again.
Yeah, over and over again. Oh. Yeah, and where do
you guys film most of this?
Well, all over locations in Joburg. Mm-hmm. We like just go through our connections and speak to people, and the last idea is that we show them the trailer. And like, oh, that's so cool. You're my first African hero. Sorry, whatever. Put it in, and the next thing you know, we're doing it.
What's the most interesting place that you filmed so far?
In the cave. Man, all I could think about was Batman.
in the caves out at in Krugersdorp.
Yeah. No, the Cradle of Humankind.
Right. That way.
Yeah.
Now, are these very small caves where you're very claustrophobic?
Oh, no. They're quite big. Eh?
In the big ones.
Yeah.
Okay. The people can do these tours
Yes. Those ones. Yeah. Those were the most interesting for me. I was just like freaking out myself though. Just like. All these things, I'm like, I really thought I was on the set of Batman. I just felt like, okay, he's gonna come out now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, basically.
Is it a very demanding thing to have to learn those scripts? I always. It's hard, right?
Geez.
Listen to him; he's taking strain with his script. How many pages of dialogue do you have to learn?
A lot. It's not even about that. It's that I have to learn. I have to know the full story so I understand in what mode I need to be to. Perform.
I reckon that's the hardest part of acting.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I would think so.
Really, you can't just think, okay, cool, I'll just read my lines and I'll be cool. But you'll really see when you put everything together that you can see somebody hasn't read the whole story because he's off with from the way he's performing. You can just see it. It's like, nah, they're in tune. And
is it true you don't want to have someone like that working with you because it means you'll have to go back and refilm that
That's
whole
correct.
Thing? So
That's
you want everybody else to up their game as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing worse. You pitch up, you've learned your line. And some schmo comes along and he doesn't know his lines. Right? Do you ever go up to one of the other actors and say to them, excuse me? Excuse me, have you paid attention to your script?
I did that once.
You did?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, let me calm down. This is, because I mean, I would always like dread the next day because, I don't know, I'm the type of person that when I'm excited, I don't sleep. I just don't sleep. I stay awake until the day starts and then boom, until
then
it's done.
You
know what I'm saying?
But that tired, staying up all night, that tired the next day is the worst kind of tired.
Trust me. I'm
even if you
about
just
it.
Get an hour or that's two it. Of sleep, you that's feel it. Okay. Yeah. But if you stay up the whole way through, it's hell.
It really is. It really is. And I got the footage for it.
Well, you've got, where you like all bloodshot eyes and you look bad.
Bad.
Do you have to wear a lot of stupid outfits or anything?
No.
They're like leather with superheroes.
No.
This superhero doesn't wear stupid outfits. No underpants on the outside. Right?
Not at all. No. They tried the whole spandex and everything and whatnot. They're like, no, this is not going to work. You're not going to be this kind of a superhero.
So do you just wear normal clothes?
Just normal, yeah. Normal. Due to the fact that it's the first season, we're gradually going to grow. And actually, obviously, expand to what it is, which I can't say. But
no, sure. Yeah. But the deal here is that obviously when you start a TV show like this, you've got very, very tight budgets.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to – television's
really
expensive to produce.
That's correct.
You're probably starting without sponsors and things nobody really knows whether it's going to work or not.
That's correct.
It's tough, right?
It really is tough. We really had to pull some strings to make everything work. It's not like – like, how can I put this? You walk in and you get these, yo, this the star is here. Nah, you just come in. Hi, how you doing? Cool. Yeah, do your lines. Boom, boom, boom. Act. Okay, cool. Thanks.
You don't have a trailer? You don't have catering?
Catering, yes. Trailer, no.
Okay. I thought they'd have a big trailer with a star in it with your name.
Yeah, that's all season two.
So, Paku Mutombo, guessing that is... That's a West African name.
Yeah, it's Congolese.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So were your parents from the Congo? Or were you born there? Or?
From the Congo. Yes, I was born there.
Okay. How's your French?
Très bien, merci.
Okay. I'm not going to try that. That's very nice.
Yes.
Mubs likes that.
Look.
Here's a big Congolese superhero, Mubs, who speaks French. She's sold.
Oh,
is it? Dog. Okay, she's blushing even.
No, she's definitely blushing. This is the most exciting thing that's happened to her on a Monday. She, look at what she has to look at every day. Ben and
all of
Sia
last week,
she was
just looking at me. This is a big step up.
Yeah. This is major. All right, well, listen, I mean, this show sounds like it could be a real winner.
Mm-hmm.
People are enjoying it?
People are enjoying it, but you know how it is.
Getting good reviews, though?
Getting good reviews, yeah. People are saying, oh, this cool, sexy guy. I was like, really? Thank you.
Oh, they're calling you that. That's
nice. Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm quite grateful.
Worry that you have to keep yourself in extremely good shape, or does the dancing take care of that?
The dancing takes care of that, but seeing that, looking at the direction I've taken, I really want to take more, like, I kind of put this. Yeah, take good care of myself, basically.
So do you go to gym every day?
Not every day, but I just keep fit, you know, like, because I know I need to, I just need to do it. You never know I could come out of this.
In other words, you can't go and eat like 7 kilograms of pasta.
Well, then again, like I said, the jeans are tight, so I can do whatever I want and still keep the same physique.
Lucky you. Lucky you. How old are you now?
I am 32 now.
Okay, that'll change. You got a gut coming, my friend. You better make as much of this Django as you can now. You're going to be a fat old man one day if you carry on eating what you want. Think your genes are safe.
Oh, man. So,
so where do you want to take this character? Do you think that this is the kind of series that could end up being an international hit?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it might be bought up by like Marvel or DC or one of those? That would be great,
it's
right?
It's so funny you say that because everybody's saying that.
Mm.
They're like, you know, like you are the first African superhero. And what stops them?
Why are there so few black superheroes? Forget about African. Because black, you don't see. Wouldn't it be great if Spider-Man pulled off his mask and he was a black guy? Wouldn't it?
It would be a massive step from Tobey Maguire, whatever
it was. Because all the, I mean, all of these superheroes are these blondes and these blue-eyed Westerners. It's kind of, it's tired now. Yeah. They really want to get exciting. They must change it up.
To back up what you're saying, I actually thought it was a joke when they tried to change James Bond to being black. I thought it was a joke.
That's a good move.
And like, okay, no, they should actually do it. I'm like, wow, okay, this is serious.
Mm,
you never
absolutely.
Done. Maybe people are really tired of that look.
Are there other actors in this show that are really doing big things as well?
Yeah, Lutuli.
Who?
Lutuli, former Scandal.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Scandal or Rhythm.
Yeah, I've heard about this. This is Lutuli Dlamini, right?
There you go. Yes.
That's Noah.
Yes.
Who's the head of the agency that protects the planet from alien activity?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sort of shield.
That's correct.
Do you watch a lot of other kind of superhero stuff?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Like I said, I grew up watching cartoons and anime and stuff. So I was like, that's the kind of thing.
Brad wants to know, what's your favorite anime series?
Favorite anime series right now?
Mm-hmm.
I can say, what is it? Clash of the Titans? No, Clash of the Titans. Something about the Titans. How can I forget this? I'm thinking Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans was that...
it's a movie, right?
Yeah, it's a movie,
Titans. Something about Titans. Really?
I don't know. Anyway, stupid question, Brad.
Guys, getting back to black superheroes, it was Pootie Tang.
Oh, Pootie
there
Tang.
There you
okay,
go.
But Pootie Tang was not a superhero.
He was not, Pootie Tang.
That's all I got. That's just to prove your point. Pootie Tang was pretty.
Is that the only black superhero you could find? What an embarrassment. I love Pootie Tang,
No.
I forced my Bali to watch Pootie Tang. She hated it. She thought it was stupid.
I thought you enjoyed it more than I did. I didn't hate it.
You hated it. Come on.
Pootie Tang.
Wanda Sykes still gets, you know, when she's announced for an interview or some sort of appearance, they'll say, and star of Pootie Tang. Not the fact that she's had a talk show.
Just grinding on the sidewalk. Comedian. That was her role.
Oh, wow.
I love those things that Pootie Tang would say. Do you remember his sayings?
No.
Do you remember any of them?
No.
He would
you
say,
too, I'm sure.
Do you remember any?
He'd always go, Pootie Tang, what a tie, what a tie.
What a tie, that's right.
What a tie.
Dame, Dane, Kappa Chow. He'd say, Dile, Dame, Slammer Dame.
What?
yeah. These are all things that he'd actually say. And he'd say something like, run your pity on the Pootie Star or something.
Yeah.
He had these sayings that he would say the whole time.
And he had a belt. He just basically swung a belt around.
Right. He'd use his belt to punish people. Okay, you're a much better superhero than Pootie Tang, right?
Jeez, yes, by far.
Are there a lot of special effects in this show?
Yes, there are.
Really, okay, is that expensive to produce?
Yeah, it is. But
what, explosions? What are we talking about?
Explosions, yeah. Explosions and like blue eyes, red eyes,
green
eyes.
You've got blue eyes.
Yeah, I've got blue eyes when I'm charged up with the stone. Green stone, blue eyes, obviously, and red stone, yeah.
Red eyes. Yeah. Who's the red stone?
Red stone is Benjamin Abaddon.
What's his superpower?
Manipulation.
Oh. That's got my buddy's attention,
that
too.
Is, yeah. I would definitely be a villain.
So would you choose the manipulation, the
mind
being
control.
Able to disappear, or having super strength?
Manipulation.
Hmm. Whoa, so you actually really go inside people's
Ben, which one do you choose?
Super strength's cool. Keep you young for longer.
You go with what Jungle's got.
That's
right.
It.
Exactly. I'll go with it.
See ya.
Keep you young.
Oh, you smash stuff, of course. Just one last super strength. Let's go in there like, oh, this coffee's cold.
This coffee's cold. That would be your moment to demonstrate your strength. Flax, what would you choose?
I'd probably want invisibility. Because you can just be a fly on the wall in anyone's bedroom or boardroom.
That's what every pervert wants to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, like imagine going to the White House and being invisible and sitting in on one of the top secret missions or something like that.
Yeah, because that's the first thing you'd do.
No, you'd sneak into someone's bedroom and watch them having sex. So you know that. Well, listen, man, all I can say is all the best for the show.
Thank
it sounds like
much.
It's going to be terrific. Eli King is the character who turns into Jongo, and that is Paku Matombo, the actor.
That's correct.
Who you can see in that show. It's currently on?
BET, tonight, actually, at every Monday. Yeah.
Very good.
Nine past, by 9:05.
But yeah, for those people who don't have it, it's soon coming to ETV.
ETV on the 19th of April.
How many episodes have you guys got in the can already?
Well, right now, 8 for the first season, which, yeah, 8, basically.
Are you on a break at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
When do you start again?
June.
Ooh.
July.
So it's been renewed.
Yeah.
Second season in production. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, that's always the first hurdle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get past that, then you're doing well.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's in the pipelines. It's not like stamped.
Okay.
But that's the way forward.
Well, Paku, very well done to you.
Thank you very much.
I mean, we're very proud to have our first African superhero. May there be many more.
Thank you.
And I hope that we continue to see Django doing well. We'll all be watching tonight on BET, or else coming soon to ETV for those people who are too cheap to buy satellite television. Those cheap sons of bitches, right? Very good. All right, lovely to see you, man. Have an excellent day, and we'll check you out tonight on TV.
Thank you for having me.
Very good. There he is. There's our superhero, Django. And you can watch that this evening. CliffCentral.com.